My name is Jimmy Bitshaw. The book Crime Biters is by Tommy Greenwald, and it is about some things that happened to me. I used to be quite different than I am today. Not too long ago, I was screaming in the mirror about a blotch on my face when my dad said, "Maybe we should get a dog." I have wanted a dog for a really, really long time. But every time I asked my parents, they would always say, "Maybe later, Jimmy." It was really annoying. All that changed when I got my new babysitter. She was very mean. My old babysitter was really nice because she would play with me and let me have double dessert. But she went to college, so now she can't babysit me and my older sister. I got my dog at the pound. Her name is Abby. She is very sleepy in the day and hyper at night. When she stays up at night, it reminds me of my favorite movie series, Stop, Please. It has vampires in it. My babysitter, Miss Craig, was very mean at first because she made me eat cooked kelp and potatoes. I fed it to Abby, but she threw them all up. Miss Craig got mad and locked her up in a closet. Then she opened the door by herself and attacked Miss Craig. I figured out Miss Craig was working for a criminal, and that criminal stole my mom's favorite necklace. My best friend, Daisy, and Iron, and my dog, and even Miss Craig, my babysitter, helped me catch him. Now I am happy with my crime-fighting vampire dog, and my mom and dad are here every morning before school and after. I love them. Here's a sneak peek of an exciting part of Crime Biters. I was running with my friends and my dog. We were being chased by the criminal. They were running towards the old rotten boathouse, and I knew exactly where to go. There was a rotten plank upstairs, and if the criminal ran across it, he would fall through and we could call the cops. That reminded me of Stop, Please. I yelled to my friends, "Follow me." I took Miss Craig's cane from her. Then I found out that she helped steal my mom's necklace, and I whacked the criminal in the knees. My friends and I then ran upstairs, and the criminal followed slowly behind, limping a little. When we walked across the plank, it broke, and he fell through. He landed hard on the bottom with a giant thump. He was hurt and moaning in pain. We then called the police. The police came and arrested the criminal, and Miss Craig were in jail for a long time. That was probably the scariest thing I've ever experienced. I chose this page of Crime Biters because it was my favorite part of the book. And it was active and very exciting.